it's a weird decision, the fact that normally coaches, and whether it could turn out to be the right decision, because coaches and clubs always look that once we get our main blokes back on the field, we'll be competitive again, and North have proven to be competitive. But obviously they've seen something in their play that they're not liking, and it would be, I think it would be frustrating for the older guys that have re-signed for long term, Higgins and Goldstein, because to play football, you want to play in grand finals, you want to have success, and Goldstein's stuck with the footy club for so long, he extended thinking they're going to have another tilt at it. So are they sitting here now going, what's the go? Should I have went to Geelong that they threw some money at him and an opportunity to play finals?
So for Higgins and for Goldstein, is if you run the timeline, certainly for Higgins, is they won't contend again in his time in the game, and Goldstein would be right at the far end if that was to happen. That's got to be a confronting reality to sit down and ponder.
It would be, and I guess what we've seen over the past is contracts, what are contracts worth at the moment? If both parties decide that they want to go and play somewhere else, if North sit down and go, well, we do need some high draft picks, and those blokes probably will pull in some, they are a bit older, but they're still quality players, it might be good for both parties to do look somewhere else and just swap for a lesser contract somewhere else and a chance to plant a flag. And in return, North Melbourne might get some salary cap space where they might be able to go and poach a younger guy and or also some draft picks.